Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the Deeper Daily Podcast. It is the 21st day of April. I'm Paul, and I'm so thankful you're with me. I want to remind all my friends in Pennsylvania, we'll be there next weekend in Wysox, Pennsylvania. Check out my website, paulwhiteministries.com/schedule for more details. We'll be there on Saturday evening and Sunday morning at the Oasis Church, and it is going to be fun. We are very excited about coming back in this season of our lives now that we are pastoring at the Garden. The trips are fewer. I would even say fewer and farther between for obvious reasons. If you're going to pastor, you pastor. And you do take trips and you do go share because it's part of what you do. But there seems to be a time and a season for that. And this is one of them that we've chosen in this time and season. And in this part of the journey, I'm really just focusing on the ones where I know I can go in and minister in the way that I'm gifted and called to minister in, I don't know another way to say this, in safe places. Places where I know we're going to be celebrated, not tolerated. Places where I know that they anticipate what we have to say. They look forward to hearing it, and this is one of those. We've been there before, and we had an amazing time. And so Natasha and I are very excited about this trip, and if you are in that part of the world, come and see us. It's going to be a great time. Of course, I will record those. We are now, because we have meetings every Sunday at the Garden, we don't need the videos from the road to populate the website as we did in the past. However, I know that there will be weeks where I'm gone, like the week we're gone, and others like that. And so I'm just going to hold on to these videos, and we will use them as a way of populating our website when we need to. And that will happen. And when it does, we'll have it. So you will see it eventually. In the meantime, just pray for us as we travel. We appreciate that so much. All right, I'll try to get away from those announcements and announcing that. We are going to Canada the final Friday of the month of May. We'll be there the first Saturday and Sunday of May, or of June, I'm sorry, back in Wallaceburg, Ontario. We've been there once a year for a while and love it and excited about that trip as well. Luke chapter 11, verse 50, I read this yesterday, I want to read it again. The blood of all the prophets shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation. And let's add this, 51, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah who perished between the altar and the temple. Yes, I say to you, it shall be required of this generation. Jesus is pointing, almost blatantly, obviously, to the people standing in front of him. This is not a prophecy for 1,000 years, 2,000 years, 10,000 years away. He's letting them know that there's the blood is on someone's hands. They've been killing Abel all the way through the prophet Zechariah. Now, this is interesting because no one there would have assumed responsibility for the death of Abel, even if they thought that he was throwing a stone at them for their religious persecutions across time. They didn't persecute Abel. But you'll remember, Jesus has told this crowd that they are of their father, the devil, and that their father was a murderer from the beginning. Well, who was the first murderer but Cain? And to be of your father, the devil, means if you're of your father who was a murderer from the beginning, then you're of Cain. And if the blood of Abel is required on this generation, then Jesus stretching the guilt back to Abel, which tells me that Jesus is not pointing merely at religious Judaism. Jesus is pointing at the system of death. And Rome is as big a perpetrator of the system of death as anyone. Because when he says, slain from the foundation of the world, he's not simply talking about the creation of the planet. Because there wasn't bloodshed from the creation of the planet. But he is talking about the world created by Cain's murdering of Abel. There's a world created by it. Cain's system of civilization. So When Jesus dies, Revelation 13, let me jump over there. This is one you don't want to quote. This is one you want to read. Revelation 13, 8, all who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. How was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world? Does that mean that God chose to die on the cross from the beginning of time? Or does that mean that the moment Cain founded a civilization built on murder and vengeance, the death of Jesus became inevitable? Because if God was going to become man, he had to step into the civilization of man. That way, the cross becomes charged to Cain's system of civilization. Jesus then will refound the world as an Abel-like victim, not as a Cain-like conqueror. In fact, and this is not coincidental, Abel is the first shepherd in the Bible. Remember, he brings of his flock. Cain is the first murderer. So Jesus, the good shepherd, steps into the murderous vengeance of Cain's civilization. The foundation of the world is the beginning of the system of Cain. The moment Cain founds it, Christ must die in it. He must die at the hand of the civilization founded upon bloodshed and murder. And this is why we are so taken with bloodshed and murder, because our entire system is built upon bloodshed and death and vengeance and revenge and reciprocity and payback. And Christ steps into all of that, all of our bloodthirstiness, and dies, sheds his blood. This is why I say to you, the blood is not to appease God. The blood is to give us confidence. Christ has added his blood to the blood of all of those who went before him to redeem the deaths of all of those who went before him, to pay the ransom for all the deaths of those who went before him. We move on in this text tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless.